I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced the discovery of 296 new cases of COVID-19, including, for the first time, in an infant. Brian Mackey has more.
Cases of the coronavirus disease in Illinois have been found in people as old as 99 and now younger than one. Ngozi Ezike is the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.
At this time, it is still unknown if a pregnant woman with COVID-19 can pass the virus to her fetus during pregnancy or delivery.
Ezike says there are still a lot of unknowns with COVID-19, but among the small number of babies born to mothers with the disease, none have tested positive. Illinois is now reporting more than 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the vast majority of which are in the Chicago metropolitan area. But the actual number of infections statewide is likely much higher because testing is still quite limited. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois is not receiving enough medical supplies in its fight against the coronavirus. Pritzker told CNN's State of the Union that Illinois got a recent supply, but it was a fraction of what was requested from the federal government. The comments prompted angry tweets from President Donald Trump, who said governors should not be blaming the federal government for their own shortcomings. Pritzker said Illinois is buying supplies on the open market and competing with other states also in need of supplies. He called it a bad system. Illinois has 1,049 cases of COVID-19. 9 people have died. Centers that treat addictions are adding social distancing to their services. At Remedies Renewing Lives in Rockford, this includes limiting the size of and spacing out in-person groups. Other measures include providing take-home medication and corresponding by phone with clients who are at risk for COVID-19. Counselor Cheryl Hollenbeck notes that social distancing does not mean isolation.
We are all in this together, and that's the message that we want to carry to them so that they continue to feel connected despite some physical distancing.
Hollenbeck is encouraging clients to keep in contact with each other. Remedies is also making available resources to take part in 12-step meetings online and via conference call. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. You're listening to WSIU. Southern Illinois Healthcare is implementing a no-visitors policy in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. SIH leaders say no visitors will be allowed in hospitals and other facilities across the region as the organization responds to the highly contagious disease. There will be a few exceptions to the no-visitor policy, including in the birthing center, pediatric and special care nursery, and in the ER, where patients will be allowed one dedicated support person. Elsewhere, considerations are being given on a case-by-case basis. There are now more than 1,000 known cases of coronavirus in Illinois, and 9 people have died. But experts say the actual number of infections is likely much higher. Dr. Ngozi Ezike is director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, and she says the state is working with hospitals so that testing for COVID-19 can be done in hospital labs. But Ezike says it'll still be a few weeks before that's up and running.
Unfortunately, the number of cases will continue to increase, as will the number of deaths. But we ask that you listen to our guidance and take all preventative measures to avoid becoming sick and to avoid infecting others.
Experts say widespread testing will be key to suppressing the pandemic. For now, the Department of Public Health is only testing those who are hospitalized with unexplained pneumonia or live in congregate settings like a nursing home with at least 2 suspected cases. And the Red Cross is encouraging people who are able to donate blood during the crisis as well.